Okay, we'll go to the next one now. Maghavan. So, R is Ekadasha Kanda. Now, hereafter, the Turiya Pavishya comes. No? Turiyam is going to be discussed now. But not quickly he finishes, but lot of things comes towards the end. We have beautiful mantras. Maghavan. Martyamva. Idam Shariram. Atam Mrityuna. So, hey Maghavan, Martyam idam shariram, Atam Mrityuna. He says, idam shariram martyam, marana dharmam, marana dharmi idam shariram. This physical body is subject to time and death. The physical body subject to death. You cannot help it. It was a very simple lesson for all of you because you have learnt all Bhagavad Gita and all that. Already, Maghavan martyam vaidam shariram, atam mrityuna. Mrityuna atam means what? It is subject to death. Tad asya amrutasya asharirasya atmanaha adishtanamattaha. Now he says, what about the atma? Atma is ashariraha. This formless ashariraha atma means formless atma is formless. Atma has no form, but this formless atma endowed with this physical body, isn't it? This body is subject to death. So, where as Vishwa, this atma is there in the waking state, identified with the gross body. It is there in the dream state also, what? Identified with the subtle body. And it's there in the very deep state also, in identified with the deep, the fast, the inactive, non-functional mind. But what about this atma? Even though it obtains in all the three states, there's no time where atma is not there. Even everything is in atma, but atma is there. But here he says, that atma is ashariram, ashariraha. Atma is of the nature of formlessness, but this form, the physical body is subject to death, but the atma is not subject to death. Atma does undergo any change. That's what he wants to say. So do we need to get rid of the physical body to know that atma turiyam? Atma is as a Vishwa, atma is turiyaha. As a Taijasa, atma is already Turiya only. As a Pragyasa, atma is Turiya only. The Turiyam, Chaitanya, atma is always there. Only name alone is given because of the identity. Why this wrong identity then? Identity is because of Ajnanam. Isn't it? Therefore, because of the Ajnanam, there is identity. There is a perception, wrong perception of the self. As Vishwa, Tejasa and Pragya. So, the problem is cognitive, it is intellectual, it is not a physical. So, we need to separate the Turiyam Chaitanyam, we distinguish the Turiyam Chaitanyam, as a Turiya Atma already there, Turiyaha alone is known as Vishwa, Tejasa, Pragya. So, what we need to do is, we need not get rid of the physical body, need not get rid of the subtle body. In fact, if we get rid of the body, we cannot know anything. Isn't it? With having the body, having the identity also, we have to distinguish here. And here, can we separate the Atma, Turi Chaitanyam from the physical body? We cannot separate physically. Physical separation, physically distinguishing is not possible, is not required, not necessary. Why? Because here the problem is not physical problem. Actually, our problem is emotional problem. Actually, it's an intellectual problem, isn't it? The erroneous perception is an intellectual problem. Therefore, solution also must be intellectual only. The cognitive problem, is for a physical problem, you need a physical solution. For a intellectual problem, you need solution also must be intellectual. Therefore, here we need not do anything physically here. Cognitively discern and distinguish. Understand the fact that this Atma, Turiyaha Atma, is pure consciousness, which is not distinct from this body, mind, sense complex. That's what we need to. Cognitively, you have to discern, not physically, you need not separate. Isn't it? Cognitive. What he is going to say that here. And this Ashariresya Atmanaha Adishtanam Attaha. So, what is this? The formless Atma is the very substratum of everything. So, Sashariraha Sashariraha Priya Priyabhyam Navai Sashariresya Sataha Priya Priyayoho Apahatihi. Full stop there. Apahatihi Asti. Full stop there. Ashariram Vavasantam Na Priya Priyes Prishataha. What he says, priyam apriyam. Priyam is a desirable situation. Apriyam is undesirable situation. So, desirable, undesirable situations, the pairs of opposites. Priya stands for desirable. Apriya stands for undesirable. And priya, priya means the desirable, undesirable situations imply the pairs of opposites. So, we go through his pairs of opposites, but who is the one who is afflicted by pairs of opposites? No, if you have cognitively distinguished the self, thereby if you have objective towards the body mind complex also, then you are free from doership and enjoyership, you are free, you are not afflicted by pairs of opposites. You cannot undo the pairs of opposites. You need not undo the pairs of opposites. You need not, you cannot even undo the body, but you can cognitively dissociate. One has to be cognitively objective towards this. The only way you can avoid, escape going through these pairs of opposites, by becoming objective towards situations. So, he says, Ashari Sashariraha Priya Priyabhyam. Mean what now? Sashariraha means having identity with the physical body, mind, and complex. As Vishwa Taijasa, isn't it? As Vishwa and Taijasa, you cannot help experiencing pairs of opposites in terms of pains and pleasures, desirable, undesirable situations. You will become the victim of the problems of paths of going through the problems of opposites. You have punyam and papam. Punya papa you have. You will go through desirable, undesirable situations. You will experience pains and pleasures, paths of opposites. When? If you have identity with the gross and subtle bodies. As Vishwa and Taijasa. Sashariraha Priya Priye. Why dual? Priya Priye Staha. Priyam and Apriyam will be there for you. You cannot help if you look at yourself as Taijasa and Vishwa having identity with the body, mind, sense complex. Now I want to have identity with the body, but I don't want Apriyam. Isn't it? How is it possible? I want it lots of sweet, but I want to become thin, slim beauty. It's not possible, isn't it? You have to sacrifice, something has to be sacrificed. No, with identity with the body means you have to go through this. Okay, let me get rid of this body then. No. So that is physically killing the body. destroying the body will not help you escape punya papam. Will not, this one, immediately, okay? Oh, identity with the body, because of that only I had punya papa. Only if I had the body, I have identity. Let me destroy the body. Let me kill myself. Will death help me then? No. No way. For physically, it's not a physical problem. By destroying the physical physical body, physical problem can be destroyed. Maybe back pain and the front pain can go. But emotional, intellectual problem will not go. It will be sitting there, what now? It will be in your subconscious, unmanifest, and will wait for you to take another body to go again. It will start troubling, isn't it? The intellectual problem will not... This is what we need to understand. Isn't many people think by just somehow by death will help me sort out all my problems. That is why people commit to suicide. But here Upanishad says, no, it is not physical problem at all. Problem is intellectual, mental. It has to be sorted out by what? You need a subtle solution for that. Isn't it? Cognitive solution you need, not a physical solution. Therefore, do not try to get rid of the physical body, but even here you have to distinguish this, the self, the turiyam being distinct from the physical body. Now, how to understand here? Suppose a pot is there and there is the space enclosed by the pot. And the pot can move from one place to another place, can be taken from one place to another place. But is the space taken? No. Pot is taken, space, pot moves, space does not move. Pot is broken, space is not broken. The same way. Now, similarly, it's also the light here. Here, Shankara uses two examples here. This was space and pot, and then there's a light and the things. All the opaque things move in light, but space, light doesn't move. Similarly, here, Atma obtaining, even the Atma obtains in the physical body, whatever happens to the body, Atma is untouched by the body's situations, body's changes, body's death, or physical problems do not affect Atma in any way, because there has no connection at all. Even though Atma obtains in the body, Atma is asangaha. Atma is untainted, untouched by the body. Just as light is untouched, untainted by any of the opaque things, the space is untainted, untouched by the spot, the water is untouched and untainted by the form and name wave, so also Atma, the pure consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam, is not touched by, tainted by, afflicted by the changes of the body or minds, body, minds and complex. It is understood that this has been distinguished. That the Turiyam Chaitanyam is untouched. And the Turiya Chaitanyam alone is the content of I. Whether you like it or not, people sometimes very difficult. Take shifting the I sense from the body, mind and complex, resolving it in consciousness. Oh, I means just the consciousness? People don't like it also. You know that some people, they find, oh my God, no form. No sense organs. Consciousness has no sense organs. Consciousness has no organs of knowledge. No karmendriyani, no jnanendriyani, no mind. Consciousness has no mind. No panipada, no feet, no legs, no form. Consciousness absolutely free from everything. Doesn't have. And that consciousness is the content of I. Therefore, I is conscious. If you say I am, is again a problem. Okay, I want to go back to body. If I can say I am, put, if you put am, it won't slip away and I want to go to the body only. But I is consciousness. You need to understand here, I is an expression of whatever. The first person singular pronoun, which is a word used by everyone to refer to oneself, which is an expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. And that knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought, which is a manifestation of knowledge, means manifest knowledge is nothing but knowledge. manifestation of the knowledge is knowledge. Isn't it true? Reflection of the face is actually what? Reflection is of the original face. Manifestation is of the knowledge. Isn't it? Therefore, there's no content. There's no content other than water, the H2O, for the word wave, for the form wave. Similarly, there's no content, there's no substance other than consciousness, which is the Turiyam for the substantive I. The substance of the substantive I is nothing but pure consciousness. And that consciousness is not what now? Even though consciousness pervades the entire body, mind's complex, obtaining in the body also, it is not limited by the peripheries of the body, mind, hence complex. The consciousness is of the nature of all pervasiveness. In fact, in consciousness alone, everything exists. You have to shift, isn't it? It's a big shift from the gauzes to body. You have to shift it to the subtlest consciousness. You are shifting, already have shifted by now. You must have seen here, definitely this Atma, the conscious, the Turiyam Chaitanyam is not the one, not the Vishwa. The Vishwa is consciousness. Turiyam is not even the Taijasa, but Taijasa is conscious, Turiyam. Turiya Atma is not even the Pragya, but Pragya is what? Consciousness. Only name, because of the identity. Otherwise, if you leave the statuses, Vishwa without the identity is what? Turiyam. Taijasa without the identity is what? Turiyam. Pragya without the identity is what? Turiyam. So here, identity only has to be resolved. Wrong identity has to be resolved. And this is a cognitive. It's a cognitive job, not a physical. So cognitively you dissociate and you see that Turiyam being just the all-pervasive reality untouched by anything. Whatever problems happen to the physical body, the physical problems, emotional problems, intellectual problems or any of these defects do not touch, afflict the Turiyam, the consciousness. That is what we say. Ashariraha, isn't it? As a shariri, with an identity with the body, mind, hence complex, you have both priyam and apriyam. You cannot help. Identity is with the body, mind, hence complex, anatma. Definitely you have what? You are limited individual and you are a karta, you are a bhokta, you have punyam, you have papam, you go through priyam apriyam, you go through desirable, undesirable situations ordained by laws, isn't it? Punya papa results. Whereas, sashariirasya sataha priya apriyayoho apahatihi asti na asti na. Sashariiram sat means what? The sat, the reality, atma, the turiya atma, having identity with the body, mind, and complex cannot help going through the pairs of opposites. So, priya apriyoho apagatihi na. It is not possible for a person, not the affliction caused by pairs of opposites is not avoidable for the atma identified with the body, mind, and complex. Is it clear? Now, he says, ashariram vavasantam na priyapriye sprishatah. Ashariram vavasantam. Suppose the turiyam unidentified. Turiyam not identified with the body, mind, hence complex is called what? Ashariram. Sashariraha atma means atma identified with the body, mind, hence complex. As Vishwatajasa Pragya is called Sashariraha. Atma cognitively distinguished, cognitively discerned, that we cognitively, physically not separated, cognitively disidentified Atma is called what now? Ashariraha. So, ashariraha, you are free from punya papa, you are free from pairs of opposites. Sashariraha, you have punya papa, you can't help. What's next one now? Now, for which Upanishad gives an example here. Ashariro, Vayuhu, Abhram, Vidyut, Stanayitnuhu, Sharirani, Etani, Tadyatha, Etani, Amushmad, Akashat, Samuttaya, Paramjyotihi, Upasampadyate, Upasampadya, Svenarupena, Abhinishpadyante. Let me tell you here. See, Upanishad gives its own example. Okay? Upanishadic example should be understood in the Upanishadic way. It gives mention certain things. Look at this. Let me tell you. See, when it rains, in rainy season, what do? In rainy season, we see lightning, we see thunder, we see clouds. And we also see what now? The wind. We see the wind. Sometimes the heavy wind blows also. Vayuhu, Abhram, cloud, Vidyut, lightning, Stanayitnuhu means thunder. Thunder. So all these are there during rainy season. When it rains heavily, you see suddenly all these things appear. And then when the rains stop, and then rainy season goes. Imagine nice, rainy season goes. What happened to all of them? They all remain. Then there's no thunder, there's no lightning, no cloud, clear day, no cloud, no thunder, no lightning, no wind blowing. Now you ask, where is there? Air is everywhere. But where is that wind blowing, wind making noise? Where is that wind? That wind is very much there in the space. Look at this. That wind is very much there in space. Hey, where are the clouds? The clouds were there. Where are the clouds? They are very much there in space. Clouds are there. Where is the lightning? We do not see any more lightning. That lightning also in space. What about the thunder? Thunder. Noisy thunder. It's also in space. But can you differentiate them? When they are not there, you cannot differentiate. Hey, this is thunder. This is lightning. This is cloud. This is wind. We can't differentiate. No? But where are they? The thunder remains completely inseparably merged with this space. Similarly, the wind also remains inseparable. See, the example is different example. Be careful here. No, the wind also is what now? Inseparably merged with the space. What about the lightning? What about the clouds? Everything remains inseparably merged with this space. You cannot differentiate at all. You only see the space alone is there for you. In the same way, when we are ignorant of the self. When there is Atma Ajnana, when you do not know what actually the meaning of the word I is, when you do not know actually what the self is, how the reality is, this I also, when you do not know what you are, when you do not understand what exactly this I is, all the time I use this expression I to refer to myself. If I open my mouth and say something, I had to refer to myself, I use this expression I. Therefore, I had to use this many times, I. And this expression, I exactly, I do not know what I am. Upanishad says, when you do not know, even though you use many times I, you use this term to refer to yourself, you do not know what you are. When you do not know what you are, naturally, where does this I obtain? I obtains in the form of a thought, in the mind, obtaining in the physical body. Where is this I? I obtains in the mind, the garbhagriham. The sanctum sanctorum of the temple is the garbhagriha mind. There this murti devata, I obtains. And where is the mind? This mind, the sanctum sanctorum, is within the temple called physical body. But what happens? How does this I remain in this physical body within the mind? Completely merged as the remaining, it remains as the very body only. Just as the thunder remains non-distinguishably, thunder remains non-distinguishably merged in the space, lightning remains non-distinguishably merged in its space, in the space. Ulta, okay? Here, I is likened to what now? Cloud, lightning, thunder, wind. All the four are now. I is likened to all the four. Just as everyone remains merged, non-distinguishably remain as one with the space, this I also remains what now? Completely identified with the body only, body, mind sense complex. You have to compare. Here, I is likened to these things, and the physical body is like space. Okay, the space is like the. You have to see that what is compared to what. Earlier on, I said space is different, isn't it? Earlier, I said the space. Nothing happens to space, the pot is broken, I said. An example I gave. But now what I'm saying, you understand how in space all these subtle factors exist. But still, they all remain completely merged, non-distinguishably. When you see, is there a cloud? No, only space. Is there lightning? No, only space. Is there thunder? No, only space. Where are they? They remain completely merged. Non-distinguishably, they remain as one. In the same way, this I also remains lost in the body, mind, sense complex. Non-distinguishably, isn't it? Remains lost in the body, mind, sense complex. Got the point now? Then what happens? Next he's going to say, then the summer comes. Summer comes. There is a scorching, blazing heat and light. When there is a scorching, blazing heat and light, what happens now? Slowly, all this wind blows, Then lightning comes, clouds form, clouds comes out, and it remains as its own form. You can distinguish it. It remains as its cloud, remains as cloud in as a cloud. Then thunder becomes distinguished. Oh, thunder becomes distinguished and thunder remains in its own form. Similarly, we have the lightning comes. Lightning is distinguished, comes out, and lightning remains in its own form. Lightning appears as lightning. Everything has its own sorupam. How exactly? Not as the... Now, everything is distinguished. Earlier on, they remained non-distinguishably. Now, they remain distinguished. Isn't it? In the same way, here also, when there's a light, the scorching light and heat of the sun, similarly here, the scorching the light, you know, the heat and light is likened to the teacher's teaching. In the light, the bright light of teaching comes, Shastra teaching comes, here also what happens? This I completely lost in the body mind's complex, identified with the body mind's complex is what now? Is distinguished. Got the point? It's a really beautiful example. Hope you can see it. Very beautiful example. Got it? But here, because so many examples are given, don't get confused. You take only the cloud. Cloud wasn't there. What makes the cloud appear as cloud? The cloud which was non-distinguishably there in the space becomes distinguished clearly and specifically. This is how the cloud is. You understand when? When the bright, scorching, blazing heat and sun, light of sun is there. Similarly, the lightning also, we don't even see lightning in when the clear space. But because the scorching heat and light of sun, no, when the clouds form, lightning also comes. You exact, oh, this is how lightning is. You distinguish the lightning from space when it appears, isn't it? How clearly you see. Similarly, you see the thunder in the same way. What is that which clearly, which helps you clearly distinguish and see how I is? This I which got completely immersed and lost in with the wrong identity in the body mind's complex is distinguished by the light of teaching. Is it? This brought to light. Light of teaching brings it to light. And you see, oh, I is not any other thought. I is the first and the foremost of the thoughts, without which any other thought is not possible. All other thoughts come and go. And which the Sakshi is this I am always. I is distinct. Distinct from all the thoughts which come and go, which form the mind. I is distinct from the buddhi. I is distinct from all the thoughts which constitute the mind. I is distinct from all the thoughts which form the memory. I is distinct from everything else. I is distinct from the sense powers. We are going to see later on. The following mantra, we are going to see the next mantras. I may have to do one more class. I is distinct from what? The following mantra is really good mantra. Beautiful mantra is coming. Distinct from everything else. Distinct from the body. I is just a thought. Distinct from everything else. And that I, obtaining in the form of a thought, is essentially nothing but Turiyam, the pure consciousness. This is how I is. I is distinguished from the body, mind, and complex, then is understood I being nothing but consciousness, pure knowledge. And what brings that manifest like that? What is that which helps you discover that? When are you able to look, distinguish that? It has to become very clear for that. Only the scorching, in a blazing light of the teaching of the Shastram helps you see how this eye is. Isn't it? Otherwise, what he says, this eye really is lost. Eye is completely lost, non-distinguishably lost, is immersed. You cannot go and dig also, you cannot get it out. You have to dig, isn't it? Something is lost means, what happens? You have to go and dig and bring it out, take it out. If it is physical, you can do that. It is not physical, isn't it? It is not something lost. Something gross is lost, you can go and dig and get it. Suppose when you're walking, some thorn goes and hit kids. Then you can take a pin and then do something, or cut or operate or something, take it out. It is not physical. Therefore, this needs a different type of penetrating and piercing, and then it needs only light of teaching. That's why Upanishad gives example. Now, very different example. It says, this whole space, this entire space is what now? The physical body, mind, sense complex is like the space. In this body, mind, sense complex, the space of body, mind, sense complex, our Atma, is now, I remains completely non-distinguishably immersed and lost and merged. You only, space is there, only body looks for you. You can't see that. Like a cloud is lost, cloud is not seen. So also I is not seen. You can't distinguish. When you say I, you use the expression I, but what you mean is this body. Use the expression I, but what is meant by that I is mind. Use the expression I, but what is meant by that expression I is everything other than the I. Isn't it? Use the word expression I, but what is the meaning of the word I when you use it? Everything else other than what exactly I means, you mean. So Upanishad says, this Tanayitruhu, Abhram, this Vayuhu, all of them remain non-distinguishably immersed and merged in the space. Space alone is there. But what happens? When the summer comes, blazing sun comes, the heat and light again helps us distinguish. They all come and we can distinguish exactly how the cloud is. Before it remained, isn't it, non-recognizably clouds were, non-distinguishably the clouds were. Non-distinguishably this lightning is in the space. Non-distinguishably the thunder is in the space. But the heat and light comes, you're able to distinguish, appear exactly how they are. Similarly, this I actually, nothing but being pure consciousness, becomes, when you, this I is distinguished, you understand, I distinguished, which is distinguished from the body, mind, sense complex, that I is pure consciousness, that you understand in light of the teaching. I am not saying this, Upanishad says this. Let us see this now. Ashariraha. Ashariraha means what? The Atma which is distinct from the body. See, ashriraha means bodiless. But you don't want to say bodiless here. The Atma which is distinct from the body. Vayuhu, Abhram, Vidyut, Stanayitnuhu, Asharirani, Etani, तद्यथा एतानि अमुष्माद् आकाशात् समुत्थाय परं ज्योतिरुपसंपद्य स्वेन रूपेण अभिनिष्पद्यन्ते. हौ दे एक्स्ट्राक्ट् themselves फ्रॉम् स्पेस् and they appear in their real form. Now, in the same way, they do not become, clouds do not become, clouds are, they remain, what now? Undistinguished, non-recognizable, isn't it? But what helps you recognize here? The heat of the sun. Similarly, the light of the sun, light and the heat of the sun, makes them recognizable when in their own form. Similarly here, the light of teaching helped, in the light of teaching you also recognize the eye, distinguish the eye and recognize the eye. Then what that eye is, that eye is nothing but Turiyam, the consciousness, Turiya Atma, which is not the Vishwa or Tejasa or Pragya, identified with any of these things, is unidentified. So physically, without removing the Vishwa, Tejasa, Pragya, without removing the subtle body or gross body, or the causal body, just cognitively you distinguish and discern and understand there is no content of I other than Turiyam. Turiyam is the content. Turiyam is the I, the Chaitanya. एवमेव एषः सम्प्रसादः अस्मात् शरीरात् समुत्थाय परं ज्योतिरूपं सम्पद्य स्वेन रूपेण अभिनिष्पद्यते. Now he is talking about the intelligent person who is attending the Shastra classes. What does this person do in the light of the teaching? Isn't it? Similarly, earlier, before the study of the Shastram, before the exposure to study of the Shastram, it is very natural for any individual to remain what now? To have identity with the body, mind and complex, and to remain what now? Like any other thing, isn't it? Like how these things all remain undistinguished in this space, it is possible for us to remain. But after the Shastra study, right of the teaching, not one day class or 2 days class, when regularly, systematically, continuously, step by step, when you study, naturally the study should result in what? He says, Samprasadaha. अस्मात् शरीरात् समुत्थाय. सो अस्मात् शरीरात् समुत्थाय परञ्ज्योतिरूपं सम्पद्य स्वेन रूपेण अभिनिष्पद्यते. व्हेन ही सीज दिस पर्सन इज एबल टू कॉग्निटिवली, आई टोल्ड यू ऑलरेडी, प्रॉब्लम हियर इज नॉट फिजिकल प्रॉब्लम, intellectual problem, the ignorance caused problem, and this ignorance caused problem can be resolved only by knowledge. Is it? The problem is caused by ignorance, means knowledge alone can help you solve the problem. The teaching results in the knowledge, and that in the light of knowledge, the ajnanam resolves. Ajnanam goes, ignorance caused erroneous perception also goes. Erroneous perception is resolved, wrong identity goes, thereby, then this person, what now? Asmat sharirat, from this gross physical body, from the subtle thoughts, from the pranas, from the sense organs, from the organs of actions, from all this body, mind and complex, no? This from the Vishwa status, Turiya's, from the Vishwa status, Tejasa status, from that, here, ஆத்மானம் அபினிஷ்பத்யதே. ஒன் டிஸ்டிங்விஷஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப் அண்ட் சீஸ் ஒன் செல்ஃப் பீங் டிஸ்டிங் ஃப்ரம் தி பாடி மைண்ட்ஸ் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் அண்ட் தேர்பை இஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டிஸ்டிங்விஷஸ் தி செல்ஃப் இஸ் இட் தென் ஹி சீஸ் தட் செல்ஃப் பீயிங் pure, how the self is, hey, how this lightning looks, how exactly what the self is, distinguishes the self by knowing what the self is not, then what the self is, he understands what this I is, what the I means, he arrives at it. Abhinishpadyate extracts. It's like typically extracts the eye, not physically, cognitively, from, distinguishes from the body, lifts. So, Shariratha Samuthaya Paranjyoti Rupam Sampadya. Paranjyoti, having got this clear knowledge of the knowledge, Svena Rupena Abhinishpadyate, then obtains what? Remains in as what no sees itself being pure consciousness, which means one takes ownership of consciousness, the pure knowledge, as one's real nature. Abhinishpadanam, you squeeze and take it out. It's called Abhinishpadanam. You squeeze and squeeze and take it out. It's called Abhinishpadanam. But you're not squeezing anything here. You distinguish the I from the anatma body maintenance complex, and thereby you understand this I being resolvable only in consciousness. Thereby one can say what I, the self, am consciousness means. One really sees what no, one takes ownership of the consciousness as the self. Okay, it is not time. It's already the fact. Therefore, you do not become Turiyam. You need not become Turiyam. You cannot become Turiyam. You are already Turiyam. And Vishva Tejasa Pragya, the temporary statuses which you had because of the wrong identity Ajnanam, that the wrong notions you had about I got resolved and corrected. Wrong notions have gone, right knowledge is there. That's called what now? Abhinishpadanam. Understand? You have taken, thereby you see, this is what actually the content of I. And from the standpoint of that I, the consciousness, now, you are not in the body, in you, the whole jagat exists. So, before you thought you were in the world, now you see the world is in you. In fact, first you will say, when you have identity with the body, you were in the world, as one among the many. Now, your I is shifted cognitively, resolved in awareness and consciousness. You see, you are not in the world, the whole world is in you, and not only that, the whole world is you. Neither in you, not outside you, it is you. The whole jagat is you. Where is I? Not wrong thoughts, just knowledge. I is knowledge. No, I'm just saying, it's not for you to answer, I'm just trying to understand. There's no I. I'm not saying that I is not there at all. If you understand what I is, then you'll see there's no I. I is, if you see what this I is, there's only Turiyam. Isn't it? So I am Turiyam. Now you can use am. Now you know, no more confusion. So in Kaivalya Upanishad, it's a beautiful verse. மையேவ சகலம் ஜாத்தம் மயி சர்வம் பிரதிஷ்டிதம் மயி சர்வம் லயம் யாதி. எவ்ரிதிங் கம்ஸ் இன் டு எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் மீ, எவ்ரிதிங் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் இன் மீ, எவ்ரிதிங் ரிசால்வ்ஸ் இன் மீ. ஃபார் அ பர்சன் டு சே தட், வேர் ஷுட் ஐ பி? ஐ ஷுட் பி dragged cognitively from the body mind complex anatma to consciousness, isn't it? Nothing is physical here. So Upanishad gives this example. Okay, now he says such a person ajnani is saha ut உத்தம புருஷஹ. அண்டில் தென் வீர் ஆல் துஷ்டாக. ஓகே, அண்டில் தி ஞானம் டேக்ஸ் பிளேஸ் வி ஆர் நாட் உத்தமாக. இன்ஃபேக்ட் அனுத்தமா யூ கான்ட் சே. ஃபார் எவ்ரி வேர்ட் இன் சான்ஸ்கிரிட் லாங்குவேஜ் யூ புட் ஆப்போசிட் நோ, உத்தமா அனுத்தமா, இசன்ட் இட்? அனுத்தமா மீன்ஸ் பகவான் நாராயணா, அனுத்தமா இஸ் நேம் ஆஃப் தி லார்ட் ஆக்சுவலி. தேர்ஃபோர் we're all purushottama, bhagwan is purushottama. In the discovery of the truth you are also purushottama. Until you don't discover, you are purushottama, isn't it? Anyway, so he says saha uttama purushah, saha tatra pariyeti ஜக்ஷத் கிரீடன் ரமமானஹ ஸ்திரீபிர்வா யானைர்வா ஜ்ஞாதிபிர்வா நோபஜனம் ஸ்மரன் இதம் ஷரீரம் சஹ யதா ப்ரயோக்ய ஆச்சரணே யுக்தஹ ஏவமேவ அயம் அஸ்மின் ஷரீரே ப்ராணோ யுக்தஹ. ஓகே, நவ் ஹீ இஸ் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் தி வைஸ் பர்சன், உத்தம புருஷஹ. ஹூ இஸ் உத்தம புருஷஹ? ஹூ வித் தி இன் தி லைட் ஆஃப் தி டீச்சிங், who is able to distinguish this atma turiyam without physically undoing anything, removing anything, without doing anything foolishly. In the light of the teaching, one who is able to distinguish this I from all other thoughts, the sense powers and the body mind's complex, and one who is able to see the swarupam of the I, the truth of I being pure, turiyam, chaitanyam, the all pervasive reality, the consciousness, implied by the word Atma and Brahma, that pa uttama purushaha. Here, pariyeti, and he is endowed with the body mind's complex because the perspective change, pariyeti, he moves everywhere freely. He is no more bound. He is endowed with the physical body mind's complex because he has resolved the cognitive issue. Intellectual problem has been sorted out. Therefore, now he is free, emotionally he is free from dependence. Isn't it? Intellectual problem has been sorted out, he is emotionally free from dependence. Therefore, what now? He is independent, he is moving everywhere freely, pariyeti, pariyeti. All over he moves around very freely. And he says, what now? Yakshat kridat ramamanaha. So he says, kridan ramamanaha. See, the two, ramamanaha also means rejoices and revels. Kridan also means he is playing around, isn't it? So when he is rejoicing with the external gross objects, we call him, he is kridati. He is reveling, he is enjoying the external gross objects. or rejoicing without the gross objects. Rejoicing mentally is called what? Ramamanaha. Ramate means without the gross object, the person rejoices. We call it Ramanam. Ramana Maharshi. Ramanaha, Ramaha means what? One who revels in one's own self is a Ramaha. So Ramanamanaha means rejoicing, delighting, isn't it? Himself. Enjoying the external objects also. For him, everything is a bonus. The whole Jagat is what now? Nandanavanam, an abode of joy. Nothing makes him unhappy here. He enjoys everything here in the world. Then, Stri Bhirva. Stri Bhirva means even with the people, no? The women. Yanaihiva, with all sorts of comfortable vehicles, BMW, etc. Then, Jnati Bhihi. Jnati Bhihi means what? Yanam means Yanam. Yanaihi means with vehicles, conveyances. All that whatever comforts he has, he enjoys. But not because of them. Reveling in his own self, he enjoys all of them. Yatibihiva. Yatibihi means people who are known to him. The acquaintances, relatives, with all of them. No? Enjoying the whole world around him. People enjoying the company of people, enjoying all the objects available for conveyances, movement, available for the people known to him. All that. Then, na upajanam smaran idam shariram. Completely not having any enjoying the body, enjoying the world, but not having identity with the body. Upajanam idam shariram nasmaran. Completely, his essence has been shifted from the body. Therefore, he doesn't even remember the body. What does it mean? Doesn't remember means what? Not having identity with the body. There is no, I am here, body abode of enjoyment, obtains in the body only, but identity is not with the body. It is an expression of clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the Turiyam Chaitanyam being the real content of I. Now he says, Saha, Yatha, Prayogya, Acharane Yuktaha. He says, Prayogyaha means as a different words used by Upanishad, hearts. Hearts is called Prayogyaha. Acharanam means chariot. Different meaning. Okay, the word Acharanam, literally another meaning outside. In the conventional language, word meaning is different. Here Acharanam means chariot. Prayogyaha means hearts. Just as the hearts is tied to the chariot, so also this person is what now? Tied to the body. At the same time, the person is free. The horse can move the vehicle wherever the horse wants. The vehicle cannot drag the cars. Okay? Who is dragged by whom? Does the horse drag the vehicle? The vehicle drags the horse. Therefore, this person is now this wise person who has recognized the true fact. I actually am really Turiyam, the consciousness, associated with this body now. How he enjoys his life? Just as horse is tied to the chariot. This person also what now? As long as Parabdha is there, he remains tied to the physical body, but without being afflicted by any of the limitations. He is still tied to the body, like the horse is tied to the chariot, but he is not limited, afflicted by the limitations of body mansions complex. So, being endowed with the body mansions complex is not a problem. Having identity with the body mansions complex, taking the body mansions complex as the self, not, isn't it? forgetting one's real self, nature is what? The problem. And this person, he says, he is no more identified with the body, imagines complex. He forgets the body. Forgetting the body means what? For him, I am the consciousness. I am Turiyam, that is very clear. Therefore, right out of the thought, he can also see everything else also is what essentially the same truth. So, he is very clear about this. Before having identity with the body, mind's complex, he forgot the self. Now, in the clear vision of the self, for him, this body, mind's complex, body is as though forgotten. As though forgotten. Can't forget, as though forgotten. Which means what? It doesn't matter at all for him. Isn't it? And such a person is a Jivan Muktaha. He is the Purushottamaha. We all have to become Purushottamas. We don't need to become Purushottamas. We are already Purushottamas. Okay? Evameva ayam asmin sharire prano yuktaha. This I, having the prana as the upadhi, is tied to this body. Understand? This I, obtaining in this mind of a thought, is, you know, having prana upadhi, is tied to this body. Are you able to see that now at least? Now you leave the body. Leave the pranas. I'm concluding the class, okay? Stop the class. I thought of conclude, but we had to come for next week also. We had to one more class to complete it. We had to come always, okay? We had to come. But next class I'm finishing. Okay, if I say that, but next week you are asking us to come, we'll ask. We had to come for the class, means one more class we had to do to complete the text. See, what I wanted to understand. Now, even though all of us look at ourselves as individuals, we are individuals here, but actually speaking, as a human being, you have this tremendous, uniqueness, unique skill, unique capacity to discover the truth as yourself. What is universe all about? Ultimately, you say, even that, what is that one expression, what is that one thing which you use to refer to yourself? And that when you use, actually, what actually that I, refer to yourself, when you analyze, definitely you understand, like any other word, I also is a word. I don't mind repeating it because it's a very important lesson. I is a word. Single lettered word, isn't it? I, and which any word is what? An expression of the thought. What is a thought? It is a knowledge, manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, I is an expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought which is distinct from all other thoughts, which form the mind, antakarana, memory, intellect, etc., etc. And is I alone is what? Self-evident. Everything else is evident to you, and I is self-evident. You know you are, isn't it? I know I am. Means what? Self-evident. The mic is, the world is, this is, that is, means everything else is evident to you. You are the only self-evident person here. And what is that self-evident? Who is that self-evident I? What is that I? Isn't it? Then you say, you distinguish it there, and that I is not Vishwa, not Tejasa, not Prajna. These three different are the names, qualifications attributed to I. When this I is associated, identified, not associated, simply identified with the gross body or subtle body or in the causal body in terms of this inactive passive mind. But distinguished is what? distinguished is Turiyam. You need not, cannot become Turiyam. You are always Turiyam, all the time Turiyam. So, as Vekar Vishwaha is obtaining in the waking state, Taijasa available in deep state, Pragya available in obtaining in deep sleep state is nothing but Turiyam only. So, in which state do you need, which state of experience do you need for you to experience, to recognize Turiyam? In fact, you need all the three states, Turiyam alone is. You need not have a separate another state of experience. In Samadhi, in when you faint, in all possible states of experience, one who obtains the experiencer is none other than Turiyam. But Turiyam is not the experiencer. There is no experience other than Turiyam. Okay? Resolve the experiencer status in Turiyam, the consciousness. I also in consciousness, you understand that I am consciousness, the all-pervasive, beginningless, endless, changeless, indestructible, everlasting, independent reality, consciousness, am. I am. But still, just as horse is tied to the chariot, that I am, isn't it, the essentially consciousness is tied to this body through the prana upadhi. Okay? So we'll continue next class. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.